It's time now this morning to head to Dial-A-Doc and Dial-A-Doc from FHN. Today, we're joined by the Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer. Catherine Martinez is back with us again today. Catherine, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great. Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. I understand that some of the FHN offices are now open different hours than they were before the virus crisis. Explain what's happening there.
So what we're doing right now is we're matching our volumes or our hours to our volumes that we have right now, which overall is less than usual. Some of that volume is really due to our rescheduling of elective or non-emergency procedures and treatments. That's in alignment with our recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control, IDPH, the Illinois Department of Public Health, and the American Hospital Association. Some of it's also likely due to the stay-at-home orders for Illinois and people's desire to really observe that social distancing. However, while the pandemic continues, people still need their health care. That has nothing to do with COVID-19, even if they're COVID-19 free of symptoms. And we want to ensure that we keep everyone safe, so our patients, our staff, our providers. While when we don't have as many patients in one area, it's better for all concerned to match our hours to meet the needs of the people who are there.
And so are these offices then open, and they're just open different times? Or how can people figure out which offices are open and when they're open, all of that?
So the offices are open. Many of them have changed their hours, and you can either call the office or go on our website to find out updated hours. The best way to make an appointment or to be seen by their provider is to call the office. Our call center will help to get the patient in as soon as possible and be timely in their return back to services.
We're talking to the Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer, Catherine Martinez, here today on the Dial-A-Doc program. Catherine, what types of procedures have been rescheduled?
Only those where it's been safe for the patient to be able to do so, or the patient would have received more harm should they have waited until we get more of a clearance from IDPH and the CDC. Things such as knee replacements, unless the patient was in extreme pain, we were postponing. However, the Illinois Department of Public Health has issued a guidance for us that beginning May 11th, we're able to start elective procedures and surgeries. So items such as screening colonoscopies, cardiac rehabilitation, CT scanning will very slowly be resumed.
What are the other kinds of treatment that actually have been ongoing, haven't stopped?
Well, our patients with our chronic conditions who really have needed to continue either their medical management or their pharmaceutical regime. We also have been continuing some services such as pulmonary rehabilitation to help them either recover from a recent illness or to prevent an emergent need of care. In any situation when ongoing treatment's important to recovery, we want to continue to provide that same healthcare excellence we always have. And we have multiple ways to provide that care during this pandemic.
And what kind of ways have you adjusted in order to provide that ongoing care during this pandemic?
Well, we've had many different ways that we're connecting with our patients. So we have our MyFHN provider messaging. Our patients are still calling the provider's offices. We've implemented telehealth visits so that our patients are able to see our providers and our providers are able to see our patients via screen and able to do an exam in that manner and at least do a face-to-face. We also have our complex care managers, our supportive care staff that are in regular contact with our individuals. Many of these items don't require that face-to-face contact that we're so used to providing, and we're even implementing even more remote monitoring where we actually have vital information that's taken on our patients, their blood pressure, their oxygen saturation, their weight, and it's electronically submitted to our electronic health record here at FHN so that our patients' caregivers constantly ensure that our patients are safe in their home.
I know that your primary purpose is, of course, to ensure patient safety. What other things have you been doing at FHN to ensure patient safety during the pandemic?
Well, we've done a couple different things. We've really been assessing each situation almost on a daily basis. And our hospital's been divided into zones where we have isolation versus non-isolation zones. We've reassigned our caregivers in some cases to eliminate any unintentional exposure to COVID-19. We've also categorized our personal protective equipment, or the PPE you so commonly hear about today, so that it reflects the needs of our patients and our staff in different areas. For example, an N95 mask that you commonly hear about is not needed for many patients. So we want to preserve that PPE for the patients and the staff who truly are in need of that. We've also even relocated our lab services outside of the hospital to Burchard Hills Monday through Friday and to Highland View Drive on Saturday, just in an effort to minimize the traffic in the hospital, which assists us in providing that safety.
And Catherine, what about cleaning patient areas? Any changes there? What have you been doing about that?
Our environmental services team has really been working very hard and has been more diligent than even usual. We've received a lot of positive feedback from patients that have been still obtaining their care about the constant appearance of environmental service workers cleaning surfaces. They're concentrating on those high-touch surfaces, such as doorknobs, stair handles, et cetera. And we also are still employing our ultraviolet light room sanitizers on a more frequent basis than what we did even pre-pandemic. And that allows us to really ensure that safety measures are taken throughout the organization.
Yeah, and you're one of the only ones in the area that actually have those cleaning robots around. And, boy, that's been a great investment for you guys. What about the emergency room? Any changes there?
Yes, there's quite a few changes there as well. Our staff and providers have been competencied in a couple different areas that they're not used to, as well as some different changes in protocols. We are still available 24/7 for anyone who's having an emergency healthcare issue. One of the most visible changes as you drive by is the tent in our parking lot, in the hospital parking lot, and this really is functioning as an extension of the emergency room. When people drive into the to visit the ER, they're greeted by a staff member who identifies patients with COVID-positive symptoms and moves them to the tent, and otherwise all other issues are directed straight to the emergency room. This allows for our patients to be able to receive timely care. The other bigger issue, or not issue, but bigger visible, is the staff are wearing their PPE. So all staff are wearing masks, gowns, and gloves. So it's still the great staff that we have and awesome providers that we have in our emergency room. They just look a little different than usual.
So what you're telling me, Catherine, is that you're operating on a limited basis, but actually with the same services.
Well, we are. So we're here for our patients all the time, not just during our pandemic. If you're not feeling well, you're wondering if you should come in for a regular visit or treatment, or you're injured, or you need our help in any way, we welcome you now as a time, even during this pandemic time. We're honored to be able to take care of our community. Please don't stay home. If your symptoms are getting worse or you don't feel good, don't let your health issue become worse because you're worried about coming to our facilities. We've taken every precaution for your safety.
We're talking to the Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer, Catherine Martinez. Catherine, this also happens to be National Nurses Week as well. I know that your nurses have been pretty busy there. What kind of things have they been handling lately?
Well, our nursing team has been very adept and is really has been risen to the occasion. So as of late, our exceptional nursing care team is delivering that quality care, again, during prevention of services and management of COVID-19 patients. They've been screening patients for symptoms. They're learning new skills and processes. You know, as usual, they're holding those hands of our scared patients or offering those comforting words to a loved one who can't visit via telephone. Our team demonstrates our vision of nursing excellence to those we serve on a daily basis. And as many are recognizing now, they are heroes, but they've always been heroes to me each and every day.
And what about FHN? Are you guys hiring nurses right now?
We do continue to hire nurses as well as in other positions. And I really encourage anyone who's interested to review our website or to call our recruiter, Carol Bakey, for more information. Our new graduate nurses are welcomed in with a certified residency program for their first year of employment, And for experienced nurses, we offer a professional nurse practice program as well as BSN certification pay, continued education assistance, and a shared governance model.
And if people listening today, they want to find out more about FHN and how you're handling the virus crisis, how can they get that information?
Anyone can go and access our website at FHN.org or our Facebook page. We will provide factual information only on our website. We want to introduce you to our outstanding providers and caregivers, as well as communicate with you on a regular basis. We want our community to stay safe, stay strong, and stay healthy.
All right. Catherine, always great information. Great to talk to you again. And I'm sure we're going to talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Catherine Martinez, she's Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer, and Chief Nursing Officer here today. It's a Tuesday. That's the Dial-A-Doc program, the preceding today, brought to you by FHN.